Now on Radio 4, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 today, Wednesday the 17th of June. There are warnings of gales in southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800, low 250 miles west of Rockall, 992, expected 100 miles west of Bailey, 990 by 1800 Wednesday. The area forecast for the next 24 hours, Viking, north at Cira, variable 2 to 4, becoming southeasterly 4 to 6, then veering southwesterly 3 or 4 later. Rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. South at Cira, northwest backing south, then veering west later 3 to 5. Rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger, southeast veering southwest 4 or 5, occasionally 3 later. Rain, then showers, good, occasionally poor. Fisher, west backing south 4 or 5, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. German Bight, variable 2 to 4, becoming south or southwest 3 to 5, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Humber, Thames, Dover, south or southwest 3 to 5, rain or showers, moderate or good. Wight, Portland, Plymouth, southwest 4 or 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, occasional rain, fog patches in north, moderate or good, occasionally very poor in north. Biscay, variable 2 to 4, thundery showers later in south, moderate or good. Trafalgar, northerly or northeasterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 in northwest. Fair, good. Southeast Fitzroy, variable 2 to 4. Fair, moderate or good. Northwest Fitzroy, Sole, southwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later. Occasional rain and fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Lundy, Fastnet, southwest 3 to 5, occasional rain and fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Irish Sea, southwest 3 to 5, rain at first, then occasional drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Shannon, Rockall, Malin, south or southwest 4 to 6, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Hebrides, Bailey, southeast veering south or southwest 4 to 6, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, Faroes, southeast 4 to 6, veering southwest 3 to 5, rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland, easterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 near Iceland, veering southeasterly 4 or 5 in south. Rain at times, moderate or poor. The weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, south by east 3, 14 miles, 1008, steady. Stornoway, south by west 3, 35 miles, 1007, now rising. Lerwick, southeast 4, 30 miles, 1012, falling slowly. Wick Automatic, southeast by south 3, slight rain, 5 miles, 1008, falling slowly. Aberdeen, southeast 2, mist, 4 miles, 1010, falling slowly. Lucas, southeast 1, mist, 2 miles, 1010, falling slowly. Boomer, south by east 1, slight rain, 2 miles, 1011, falling slowly. Bridlington, southeast 2, 1012, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southwest by south 5, 5 miles, 1017. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, southwest 4, 11 miles, 1018. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, west by south 4, 1017, rising slowly. Jersey, southwest by south 1, 14 miles, 1,019, rising slowly. Channel light vessel automatic, southwest 4, 1,017. Scilly automatic, south-southwest 4, rain 200 metres, 1,016, rising slowly. Milford Haven, south-southwest 4, slight rain, 1,400 metres, 1,014, falling slowly. Aberporth, south 5, recent rain, 19 miles, 1,013, falling slowly. Valley, south 4, drizzle, 8 miles, 1,012, now falling. Liverpool Crosby, southwest by west 4, slight rain, 6 miles, 1,013, now falling. Valencia, south by west 3, slight showers, 11 miles, 1,011, rising slowly. Ronald's Way, south-southwest 4, slight rain, 4 miles, 1,012, rising slowly. Malinhead, south-southwest 3, slight showers, 15 miles, 1,008, now falling. Macrahanish Automatic, southeast 3, recent rain, 6 miles, 1,009, steady. And the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Tuesday. The general situation, low pressure centred out in the Atlantic will give a rather brisk southwesterly flow and unsettled weather across the British Isles. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney, southeast 4 or 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then southwest 3 to 5 later. Rain at first, then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, south or southwest 3 to 5. Rain at first, then showers, good, occasionally poor at first. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, south 3 or 4, veering southwest 4 or 5, occasionally 3 later. Rain at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, south 3 or 4, veering southwest 4 or 5, then becoming variable 2 to 4. Rain at first, then showers, good, occasionally moderate at first. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, southerly 3 or 4, veering southwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 3 later. Rain at first, then showers, good, occasionally moderate at first. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, southwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 3 later. Occasional drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, southwest 3 to 5, occasional rain or drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, southwest 4 or 5, backing south 3 or 4 later. Occasional rain or drizzle and fog patches, moderate or poor, occasionally very poor. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, southwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 in east. Occasional rain or drizzle and fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, southwest 3 to 5. Rain at first, then occasional drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, south or southwest 3 to 5. Rain at first, then showers, good, occasionally poor at first. Isle of Man, southwest 3 to 5. Rain and fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, south or southwest 3 to 5. Rain at first, then showers, good, occasionally poor at first. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, south or southwest 3 to 5. Rain at first, then showers, good, occasionally poor at first. Mull of Galloway to Ardnamurchan Point, southerly or southwesterly, 3 or 4, occasionally 5 in northwest. Rain at first, then showers. Good, occasionally poor at first. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, south or southwest, 4 or 5, occasionally 3 at first, and occasionally 6 later. Rain or showers, moderate or good. Shetland Isles, southeast 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, veering southwest 2 to 4 later. Occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin. And that completes broadcasting from BBC Radio 4 for Tuesday. We'll hand you over to the World Service shortly. Radio 4 Extra continues through the night. In a moment, Captain Jim Nicholson assembles his expert military team to rescue a British agent in 4 Days to Kill. Radio 4 returns at 5 a.m. when Jane Steele will be opening up the shop, and I'll be back to keep you company tomorrow evening if you're around. Until then, this is Richard Evans heading off home and wishing you a very peaceful night. North Star. Good night.
This is the newsroom with Will Chalk. Coming up, just how badly is the war with Iran fraying relations between the US and Israel?
Israel's fighting Hezbollah too long and too many people are being killed. And you don't have to knock down an apartment house every time you're looking for somebody, because there are a lot of people in those apartment houses and they're not all Hezbollah.
We'll report from the G7 summit in France and speak to our correspondent in the US. Also,
they gave another 5 blasts on their horn, immediately followed by 4 to 5 small arms fire.
The warning shots from a Russian warship to a retired British couple on a yacht will meet the motorbike riders being paid a pittance to smuggle oil out of Iran.
I'm helpless. That's why I'm here. Just look at the heat. We sleep during the journey. We travel day and night. Now I will go and sell this petrol.
Plus, with two of the favourites for this year's World Cup in action today, we'll ask who's actually going to win it.
BBC News with Roisin Hasty. Iran has told Israel to stop its attacks in southern Lebanon or face what it called a hard response. Iran's military headquarters said Israel had violated the ceasefire 84 times in the past 2 days. Speaking at the G7 summit, Donald Trump said he was not happy with Israel and that too many people had been killed. More details from Bernd de Boosman in Washington.
This is an issue that's been bubbling over for quite some time. Just a few weeks ago, there was a very terse phone call between President Trump and Prime Minister Netanyahu about the same issue, about Israeli operations in Lebanon threatening to derail the peace process. But his comments today were quite different. They were much stronger. He said the Israeli strike on Beirut, for example, was vicious and kind of called into question the way Israel was going about these strikes, knocking over apartment buildings. That's not something we've heard in such a strong tone from President Trump in the past.